Hello, my beautiful friend. Hello.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say it's all right.
Welcome to another Sunday Love Gram. Today I have a little sun for you. At least a little Beatles sun. Here comes the sun. And the reason I have a little Here Comes the Sun for you is, I don't know, you may or may not have seen that I sent out something a few days ago, a celebration moment, and I had included a graphic that I made that says this: celebration can be as simple as turning our face toward the sun, even when everything in us feels clouded over with sadness or fear. Celebration can be as simple as turning our face toward the sun, even when everything in us feels clouded over with sadness or fear. And I had published this article in Kind Over Matter, and some of you may or may not have read it, but I have to say, I decided that I wanted to focus on this, even though I did send you the link the other day in my email, because I know so many people, it's you know, we're busy and things get overlooked and emails get missed. And this felt super important to me. I actually had kind of forgotten, to be honest. When I write for this particular website, I send things in way early and then they publish it. And by the time it gets published, I sometimes forget what I had said. And if, I was going to say if it's okay with you, but actually you can't tell me whether it's okay with you or not. So I'm going to hope that it is. I'm going to read you this because it feels like this is a topic that not only is really near and dear to me as a lifelong topic and message about celebration, it also feels true for me in the moment. And so I don't know what I'll say about it after I read it to you, because it probably will take just a couple minutes to read it to you, but we'll see. The title of the article is The Truth About Celebration. And the tagline is, we don't earn it, we align with it. I want to talk to you about celebration and the place it has in your life. Is celebration like that beautiful silk shawl you only allow yourself to wear once a year when you go to the theater? Is celebration the flowers someone buys you on your birthday? Is it the trophy, the medal, the certificate? Or is celebration the sweet sound of the house finch with the red belly in the acacia tree in your backyard, the song you hear every morning? Is it the joy you experience when you see that there's a text from your mom or your best friend? Is it the way it feels when you wear the sweater Ginny knitted for you? Is celebration something you get to have once in a while? Or is it a feeling you allow yourself throughout the day, every day? And I really want you to think about this as I'm reading. I'm actually going to pause. I'm going to read that last line again and maybe close your eyes and even just think for yourself, what role does celebration play in my life? Is celebration something that I get to have just every once in a while? Or is it a feeling I allow myself throughout the day, every day? I hope you really, not just in this moment, but maybe will you hold that question and really look for yourself, because this is an important thing. I go on to say in this article, my deepest hope for all of us is that if celebration isn't yet a part of our everyday life, that we might make it a practice to notice and create it way more than we currently do. All of our lives, we've been fed lies about celebration. We've been told that we need to wait for it, earn it, deserve it if we've done something good. We've been told there's special days to celebrate, or that it comes after a lot of hard work and effort. But here's the truth, or at least what I think is the truth. I think You do not have to wait for special occasions in order to celebrate. I think celebration could be a part of everyday life. And I really, 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 really strongly believe that people do not have to earn celebration. We don't have to accomplish anything, win anything, or do anything in order to celebrate. And I don't think that we have to be happy in order to celebrate. In fact, it's our birthright to celebrate the whole range of emotions, that we get to celebrate our humanness. We get to celebrate all that we are. You don't have to have a cake or champagne or flowers or confetti to celebrate, even though those things are fun. Champagne and bubbles, all of it is festive and fun, but we don't have to feel festive in order to celebrate. You, your life, and the life all around you are the celebration. It's all here waiting for you. When we allow celebration only to be a reward for something, whether it's a milestone event or something we accomplish, then we're missing all of the countless moments of celebration that happen simply because we're alive. And this is our one fleeting life. What we need to do is help ourselves find tiny moments to celebrate no matter what. And that's kind of where that graphic that I started with comes in. Celebration can be as simple as turning our face toward the sun, even when we feel clouded over with sadness and fear. It can be something so small. So then in this piece, I give some different ways to celebrate. And as I'm reading this, you know, I'm not just reading this to you, saying like, listen, you. I'm obviously, or hopefully it's obvious, that everything I talk to you about, it's stuff that I'm practicing. It's stuff that I'm trying to bring into my life more. And in the beginning, when I said that I was reading this, not only because it's something that I recently published, but also as I talked to you about last week, I've been kind of going through a little bit of a bumpy period in my life. And it's really good for me to remind myself of some of the things that I know I believe and that I practice, but sometimes it's easier than other times. And again, this is a great place to thank you for being here, because as I often say to you, and it's always true, that you being here on the other side of this table, which I always think of us as being on the other side of a little table at a cafe, it helps me to grow. It helps me to practice. It helps me to you know, I started this article about talking about aligning, but being with you helps, it helps me align with who I really want to be. So I give these different ways to celebrate. Authentic celebration can be as simple as whispering to ourselves, "What do you need, honey?" I like that one. It can be turning our face toward the sun, just like it says in that little graphic. It can be calling a friend. And we can say something like, "You know, I'm feeling sad and crabby all at once. Can you help me? Can you talk?" Or, "I don't know what I'm feeling," or, "You know, I'm just all like, discombobulated." Whatever it is, it's a celebration when we reach out. Celebration can be the connection we feel to someone else when we ask for help. And they stand by our side. And suddenly things feel just a little tiny bit more okay. If my friend Trisha's listening, which she might be, we had a talk. She's moved up to Canada. And we had our first talk while she was up in Canada this week. And I was going through just kind of a really bumpy moment. And it really was true that it felt like a celebration to connect to her, to talk, to, you know, the way that she says, like, "Well, of course," or, "Yeah, I get that," or, you know, "That makes sense." So it really is a celebration when we're heard. Celebration is when you stand in the yard very quietly, because right there under that bush, you see a baby bunny. Celebration is when you're walking in the rain with your black and white polka-dotted umbrella, and you pass a neighbor and she's holding her black and white striped umbrella, and she beams at you like sunshine. Celebration can be holding your mom's hand at her sister's funeral, tears streaming down both of your faces, and love circling all around the grief. Celebration can be that moment you sit up in bed, you place your feet on the floor, and you understand that one day you will not wake up, but today you did. Today, your feet are on the ground and you're breathing, and that is everything. I believe it's possible to live a life of celebration no matter what is going on, no matter the ups and downs, no matter the sorrows and the losses. And I'm not talking about a Pollyanna ignoring of feelings. I'm talking about bringing all of it into the circle of celebration. And then I end with a little bit of a challenge. Here's your challenge today after you finish reading this, or after you finish listening to me read to you. Can you find celebration in your own life in times when you're not happy, when you didn't win, or there isn't a special occasion? Can you find celebration no matter what, or just because, or in spite of? I hope so. And when you do, come back and share with me, okay? I always love it when people share their stories. So, you know, I thought I was reading this for you when I first, you know, thought like, oh, you know, I'm gonna read this in the Love Gram. But that was what I really needed to hear. And I really, I'm using the word really a lot because I guess everything feels emphasized. I feel so strongly that I'm practicing every moment, right? There's no way that I have like gotten anywhere with anything, except I think that maybe because I've been for decades looking at the idea of celebration, and for decades looking at the two-sided coin of sadness and celebration, and for decades looking at, you know, what it is that our society tells us is part of celebration or not, and not feeling like that's true, right? So that I've been examining for a long time what feels true to me. And what feels really true to me is that I know in my own life, in this past week or week and a half has been a good example of it, it's felt very up and down, you know, very rocky, bumpy, whatever you want to say. And yet there's been plenty of moments of joy and celebration, even as there have been plenty of moments of grief or sadness or confusion or just kind of cranky crabbiness, whatever that word is. It's all there. And if we deny ourselves the celebration at any given moment, we're really denying ourselves, I think, what again is our birthright as human beings, which is our birthright is to be able to pause no matter what's going on and to feel the grass under our feet or to hear that bird or to see the butterfly flip by or to share a real authentic feeling with a friend or to have a cup of tea with someone we love. Those are the celebrations of being human. So that's what I'm thinking about today, and that's what I've been thinking about this week. And as always, I'd love to hear. Oh, it's nice. I just saw something. I'm going to read it to you because I don't know how I've kind of missed this, but the tagline for Kind Over Matter for their website, by the way, it's kindovermatter.com, is life gets better when you're kind to yourself. Very simple, but very true. So as I leave you with that thought, you know, after you stop listening to this, what can you celebrate no matter how you're feeling? You know, not waiting until you feel different, but what can you celebrate right now? And if that feels a little too hard, how can you be kind to yourself right now? Or how could you be kind to somebody else? Or how could you celebrate someone else? Whatever feels doable, just take that one step. One tiny pinprick of light, as we like to say. All right. I love you. I'm glad you're here. I'm grateful you're here. I appreciate that you're here. I see you. I see your beautiful heart. I see the way you try and the way that you show up. All right. Bye-bye.